From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the question is everywhere. Is America ready to elect a black president? We'll have more on that.
But first.
Patrick J. Lynch, president of the New York City Patrolman's Benevolent Association. Today, we're grateful that this court ruled on the evidence presented in this case. But with this case, there's no winners. There's no losers.
Not guilty, the verdict today for three detectives charged in the shooting death of Sean Bell, a young, unarmed man gunned down by the police almost a year and a half ago. Justice Arthur Cooperman read the verdict, acquitting the three officers on all counts.
The officers fired 50 times at Sean Bell and two friends, leaving his bachelor party just hours before his wedding. Here's the Queens District Attorney Richard Brown at a press conference right after the verdict was announced.
I accept his verdict. And I urge certainly that all fair-minded people in this city do the same.
Mr. Brown added that the case raised important issues concerning police-community relations now up for public debate.
With us now is WNYC reporter Arun Venugopal. He was there in the courtroom when the verdict was read. And Arun, 50 bullets fired that morning at 4 a.m. One officer actually paused to reload, and he shot 31 out of those 50 bullets. A lot of people thought the officers, that it was pretty obvious, did not show proper restraint. But what did the judge say?
Amazingly enough, that's maybe the one point that he did not actually address, the sheer number of bullets that were fired. But on the basic point of, did these officers have reason to believe there was a gun inside that car? And there wasn't, actually, but did they have reason to believe there was one? Were they justified in defending themselves against what they perceived to be hostile men inside this car, coming outside of a club where there was sort of a heated exchange of words, there was talk of a gun. The judge found all of these to be the most important aspects of the trial.
In the car, there was Sean Bell, who was killed, plus two of his friends. Both of those men were shot multiple times. One of them was one of the prosecution's key witnesses, and he's the one who testified that he didn't realize that the officer standing in front of the car and shooting was actually an officer.
That happened with both of the men who survived the shooting, a man by the name of Joe Guzman and a man by the name of Trent Benefield. They both took the stand during this trial, and that's right. They had no idea. He had actually been in the club just a few minutes before, sort of staking out this place, trying to make an arrest. And when he came out, he heard this talk about the gun, followed these men to their car, and approached them with his gun, and he says, with his shield out, actually on his collar.
So the judge gives the benefit of the doubt to the officers and also takes into consideration the past criminal history of the two men who were in the car, the witnesses.
That's right. One of them in particular, the man who was suspected of having this gun, Joe Guzman, he has a history. He's a number of felonies. He is armed with a gun, you know, convictions on for that, as well as for drug sales, he's been to jail, and so these are the kinds of things that the defense really kind of brought out on the stand. You know, how credible is this guy? He's one of the men who has an interest in the civil lawsuit, $50 million lawsuit. So, is he being honest on the stand?
What is the mood there at the courtroom? There have been a lot of officers posted just in case there was some violence in reaction to the verdict. What is the mood there?
Very tense, you know, just waiting perhaps for something to happen, any kind of like violence perhaps in the courtroom, that kind of thing, just expecting the worst. But, you know, it was actually very quiet. But when that verdict was announced and when it became clear to people in the courtroom that these men were not guilty, you had on one side of the room people sobbing and tears, officers and members of the detective union kind of hugging each other, just ecstatic. And on the other side of the courtroom, of course, you had a lot of silence. We do have some people, such as the fiance of the man who died, Sean Bell. Her name is Nicole Paul Bell. She was the first person to rush out of the courtroom. You could see her hand moving to her eyes. They came out, and there was a lot of commotion once people on the street started understanding what the verdict was. There was some outrage, but pretty quickly, I would say within 20 or 30 minutes, that kind of dissipated, and they moved on. But right now, it's pretty quiet out here.
That was WNYC reporter Arun Venugopal outside the Queens Courthouse, where three police officers were acquitted in the shooting death of Sean Bell.